4,000-year-old Babylonian clay tablets, hidden in the storerooms of the British Museum, he found inscriptions with the names of Israelite kings that he knew from the Bible. Intrigued, Smith began looking for other connections between the inscriptions on the tablets and the texts of the Old Testament. He worked tirelessly in the semi-darkness of the storerooms, piecing together fragments of clay tablets, some only a few centimetres across. Smith's efforts proved fruitful. After months of work, his eyes fell on a passage that echoed the Bible. It spoke of an old man, Utnapishtim, who took his family and an assortment of animals aboard a large boat as a tumultuous storm raged. Unfortunately, the rest of the tale was missing, but the similarity to the Bible story of Noah was clear to Smith. In his diary, he wrote excitedly about the discovery and reported that he was convinced there must be a connection between the two stories. As a result, the following year Smith began excavating King Assurbanipal's ancient library in the city of Nineveh, in what is now Iraq. Here, 22 years earlier, British archaeologists had unearthed the Babylonian stone tablets that Smith had pieced together. Smith soon found what he was looking for. Out of the ground in Mesopotamia emerged another fragment with an inscription. The texts on the new find described how the god of wisdom, Ea, told Utnapishtim to build a boat to escape the great flood that was coming. Utnapishtim agreed. Then Ea said, "Leave behind possessions, wealth, and seek the living people. Bring inside the boat the seeds of all living creatures." The tale continued on another tablet. "Bring in the sheep inside the boat, birds, cattle, and the creatures of the land." For Smith, the words were synonymous with the story of Noah in Genesis. "Go into the ark, you and your whole family. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate." Smith couldn't believe that was mere coincidence. The Black Sea caused the flood. Today, Smith is credited as the man who found and interpreted the epic poem of the Babylonian king Gilgamesh, which is written on a series of tablets. Smith was also the first to find connections between the texts of the Bible and other historical sources, thus initiating modern biblical scholarship. Smith died, aged 36, of dysentery, during an expedition in what's now Syria. But before that, he was the first to find evidence that the Bible's account of Noah and the flood could have been rooted in much older accounts. According to biblical scholars, the tablets Smith found prove that the story of Noah's Ark is centuries older than the biblical narrative and had been written down much earlier in Mesopotamia, modern-day Iran and Iraq. These scholars argue that if there is a number of similar accounts, the likelihood increases that an event similar to the biblical flood took place in the Middle East thousands of years ago. That's why biblical scholars today are hunting for archaeological traces of such a deluge, so they can prove once and for all that the Bible is not just a holy text, but also a credible historical source. If solid archaeological and scientific evidence for the flood emerges, for example, the Bible could suddenly be cited as one of the earliest and most important sources of history. Biblical scholars already have some support for a mighty flood, thanks to geological studies that show a gigantic inundation may have hit Mesopotamia several millennia ago. At the end of the last ice age, the Black Sea was an isolated body of water. Today's connection through the Bosphorus Strait only opened up as a result of natural geological movement around 9,400 years ago. Theoretically, that event could have led to the Mediterranean suddenly flowing through the new Bosphorus Strait, potentially flooding an area around the Black Sea. If the new channel had caused a rapid rise in water levels, it could have forced the local population to flee and given rise to the flood myth. For archaeologists, every small find is therefore extremely important, and the work of verifying the Bible's texts is very special. Classified as biblical scholarship, it's a kind of reverse research in which people try to confirm a theory for which no evidence yet exists. Paradise is easy to locate. The first biblical scholar was George Smith, and he made his discovery in the archives of the British Museum at a time when science was busy replacing religion as the explanation for life's mysteries. The clay tablet that spoke of a great flood formed part of a long poem about King Gilgamesh, the fifth king of the Assyrian-Babylonian dynasty. Since the king's name also appeared in other inscriptions of Babylonian rulers, Smith assumed that King Gilgamesh had been a historical figure. Okay.